بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد My brothers and sisters elders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to have sabr and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a statement about sabr that he didn't make with regard to anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fasbir, that have sabr, is a command. And Allah said, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Two different ayat, it's not part of the same ayat. Allah said, Allah is with the people of sabr, people who make sabr. Allah did not say, Inna Allaha ma'al musallin wa ma'al sa'imin wa... No, none of the others. Ma'al Ma'asabiri. Now, if you think about this, the concept of sabr in Islam is very different from what is normally understood by sabr. Usual understanding of sabr is to just sit and do nothing, feel helpless. So what can I do? We can only have sabr. What are you doing? I'm having sabr. This is not sabr. This is not sabr. This is just helplessness, learned helplessness. It is just maybe laziness. It's unwillingness to take risk, unwillingness to do anything. The reason I'm saying it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentioned sabirin. And when he mentioned sabirin, he, in that ayah, the meaning of sabirin is mujahideen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when there are sabirin, if 100 of you are there, Allah will give you victory over 1,000. If you are 200, Allah will give victory over 400, and so on. So Allah used the word sabirin. Allah did not say mujahideen. But obviously, when you read the ayah, you know this is people who are mujahideen. Now, if you think about it, who is more in the middle of action than a soldier fighting on the front? Nobody, right? A soldier fighting in a battle on the front is the absolute epitome, the absolute example of intense action, complete and total commitment to what he's doing because he's putting his life on the line, right? There's no half measures there. If you lose, you are dead. And he knows that. He didn't accidentally find himself there. He is consciously doing that because he believes in the cause. Whatever he's fighting for, he believes in the cause. He believes in the cause enough to put his life on the line. He's not saying, you know, here's some money, you go fight for me. No. I am here. But Allah called them sabirin. So how does it equate with our understanding of sabr? We do nothing, we sit in one place, waiting for the Messiah. When will the Messiah come? When will... There is no... All this avatar business, you know, this is in the Hindu religion. You do nothing, then God will come in some form and He will solve my problem for me. No. There's no avatar business in when will Imam Mahdi come? Imam Mahdi will come to do what Imam Mahdi is supposed to do. He won't come to solve your problem. So let's get these things straight. This, because there are lots of this, you know, foggy ideas floating around in the minds of people. You don't do what you are supposed to do. You tell the brother, please go and vote in the election. No. All you need to do is go there and press a button. I can't do that. I'm going to sit around. I'm waiting for the Mahdi to come. So Mahdi will come and do what? He will go there and vote for you. Islam is a religion of action. Find me one thing in the Quran or the Sunnah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do nothing and I will give you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاءَ مِنْ what is it? مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهِ
Hasana, one hasana, Allah will give 10. Did Allah said, give me nothing, I will still give you 10, or okay, I'll give you 5, become nothing. I will give you 1. No. Everything. 1:10, 1:700. Biduni hisab. After that, without hisab. You do this much, you get this much. You do every single promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, and every single thing that Rasulullah promised, and every action of Nabi is predicated and it is linked to action. There is nothing which is for free. Because this is dunya. I mean, we have to understand that this religion of ours, alhamdulillah, 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 is an absolute religion of the fitrah. It's a religion of the human nature. We don't have mythology. We don't have some stories of gods and goddesses, you know, gallivanting somewhere and having affairs with each other. None of this garbage. We have the deen, which is the deen of the fitrah, which is true to us. So in this world, tell me, what do you get by doing nothing? Is there anything in this life that you will get by doing nothing? Nothing. The only thing that comes by simply waiting for it is death. The only thing in life which will come where you don't need to do anything is death. Now think about this. Only, nothing else. For everything else, you have to make action. You want 10 cents, you got to make action. You want to have a good body, you got to go and take the pain. Go do some exercise, eat the right food, and this and that and the other. You want a good mind? Exercise the mind. Don't spend your whole life in your face in WhatsApp. You read some books and, you know, do that stuff. Spiritual health? Make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete your, fulfill your faraid, this. You want a good marriage? Spend time with your wife. Don't spend all the time with your friends. Your wife is, you know, languishing at home in solitary confinement. You are gallivanting all over the world. Then you say, my marriage is on the rocks. Of course, what else do you think will happen? Spend time with your wife. Spend time with your husband. Be together with each other. Learn about each other. That's how relationship builds. No? How does it build? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and see the ayat, how, which one comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fadhkuruni azkurkum. Allah is teaching us about building a relationship. Fadhkuruni azkurkum. Why must Allah say azkurkum? To do the zikr of Allah is the maqsad, it is the reason Allah created us. Uma khalaqtu jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. So, if you are doing zikr, if you are doing ibadah, you are doing what you are created to. What am I supposed to do? I created you for this purpose. So, what do you want me to do? This light bulb is here, it is giving you. Do you stand here? I'm very, thank you very much, light bulb, you know, thank you for sharing. You say this? No. You are fulfilling the reason I created you. I don't owe you anything. I don't have to give you anything because you are doing what you were created to do. Good for you. If you did not do what you were created to do, you would be liable for punishment. But this is the rahmah of Jalla Jalal. Of Arhamur Rahimi. Fadhkuruni azkurku. You remember me? I will remember you. I don't need to remember you. But I will remember you. And then what happens when Allah remembers? Where is Allah remembering? Fadhkuruni azkurku. Vashkuru li wala takfurun. Allah is reminding us. Make shukr of Allah. Make shukr of Allah. There was a Roman emperor called Marcus Aurelius. And Marcus Aurelius was a unique Roman emperor. In 2000 years of Roman history, there was never an emperor like that. I like to believe that he was a Muslim. Allah. Marcus Aurelius, he was a Stoic, there's a philosophy called Stoicism. And Marcus Aurelius, amazing, incredible man, especially knowing what the Roman Empire was and what the Roman royalty was and so on. That kind of a man in that situation was absolutely unique. I mean, there's no way to explain that. Anyway, so Marcus Aurelius says, never be overheard complaining even to yourself. Huh? What did I mean? Just think about this. He said, never be overheard, meaning that's a way of expressing, right? He says, never be overheard complaining, because normally when you complain to somebody. He says, never be overheard complaining even to yourself. Meaning what? Never complain. Never complain about anything. If the situation happens, deal with it. What does Islam teach us? Alhamdulillahi ala ala kulliha. Alhamdulillahi ala kulliha. Whatever the situation, alhamdulillah. I am hungry, alhamdulillah. I am thirsty, alhamdulillah. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُونَ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. What is the opposite of shukr? Kufr. And then Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا. Allah is teaching us. When you have difficulty, when you need help, take the help of استعينوا. Which comes first? الصبر والصلاة. استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. If you say the same thing and switch the two, grammatically it is correct. If you say Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis salati was sabr, grammatically it's a sentence, but it's not the Quran. It's not the ayat of the Quran. The ayat of the Quran is Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Limada sabr awwal wa salah akhir. Limada? Because sabr is effort. How much effort? Allah gave the example of the soldier fighting in battle. Complete and total effort. Complete and total commitment. No halfway measures. No excuses. And then what? And then salah. Dua. Standing before Allah. Crying before Allah. Why? Why? I made all the effort. I succeeded. Hey, I'm the champ. Self-made man. It is true. Avoid that. It is to save yourself from that. Sabri wa salah is the formula for tawheed of the heart, which is called tawakkul. Without that, we become mushrikun. We become mushrikin. We make shirk in ourselves. Say, I did it. My effort. Allah is saying, no, not your effort. Make the effort. Make the effort because I am ordering you to make the effort. Make the effort because this is how I made the world. You make the effort. That's your job. After that, result, minallahi ta'ala faqat. And the finest example, that's why I say, read the seerah. Shaykh was saying the other day, study the seerah. Read the seerah, study the seerah, because the seerah is the tafsir of the Quran in action. The seerah, the sunnah, is the field book of the Quran. The Quran is the what? The sunnah is the how. The seerah is the field book of the Quran. What is the seerah show? Where is the tafsir of the ayah? فَذْكُرُونِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Where is the tafsir of this? In the battle of Badr. Ghazwatul Badr. Rasulullah ﷺ went there. He had whatever resources he had, which were limited resources, but he used them completely. He had a plan, he set the people, he made all the arrangements, right? Everything. And after that, he stood in Sabah. He said, Ya Allah, help me. Ya Allah, if they die, there will be nobody to take care of him. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Until Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, bas. That your Rab will not forsake you, your Rab will not abandon you. Your Rab promised to help you, he will help you. This is the manifestation, this is the in action, the seerah of the tafsir of sabri wa salah. And then Allah ended that ayah by what? Allah said, Allah did not say, then I will give you what you ask me. I will give you so many hasanat, I will give you jannah. No. Allah said, I am with you. And that also with taqeed. Inna Allah. Allah did not say Allahu ma'akum. No, Allah said, Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. Verily and truly with taqeed, Allah is with the sabireen. You know, think about it. You go to a king,
We don't live in the days of kings, but I saw that in my youth. You go to the king, you ask for something, the king says, I will give. Compare that with the king says, I am with you. Come here. Is there a difference? When the king says, give this much, whatever it, even if it is $1 million, whatever, right? That's the amount. This is what you got. But when the king says, I am with you, what do you have? You have everything the king has. No? I am with you, meaning what? Whatever I have is yours. Inna Allah. What is the value? Think about what is the value in our hearts of the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we think about what is the meaning of Allah said, I am with you. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. So if I have sabr, Allah is saying, I am with you. The simplest thing after that is, I raise my hand and I say, Ya Rab, give me this. Ya Rab, this is what I need. What is the value? Dua, which is accepted. The value of dua, which is accepted. That's why I want to end with this. Imam Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was walking down the street. He heard two men talking and the one man was complaining, the other, this is my life, this happened. Hasan al-Basri stopped and said, what kind of a man are you that you complain about Ar-Rahman to someone who has no Rahmah? He said, what kind of man is this? You are complaining about Ar-Rahman, meaning whatever is my life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is Ar-Rahman. He said, you are complaining about Ar-Rahman to somebody who has no Rahmah. He said, what sense? Does it make sense? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us among the Shakirin, to make us among Sabirin, to make our life easy and to remove hardship even before it comes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with us and to count us among those about whom He said, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ma'iyat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live a life where we can raise our hands before Him and expect His help to come, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.